This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are. Welcome Ramadan, Ramadan.
Brothers and sisters, what you and I may have assumed, went unnoticed, was not only registered by your children, but may have become engraved on their very souls forever. It's not just words, you see, that nurture and cause growth, but to a far greater extent, actions. And the example that is set by the parent. I want you to think about the righteousness of the young companion of the Prophet ﷺ, Abdullah, the son of Umar ibn al-Khattab. The Prophet ﷺ said in praise of this young man, "Inna 'abda Allahi rajulun salih." He said that Abdullah is a righteous man. I have no doubt whatsoever that one of the main reasons behind the righteousness of Abdullah was the enormous influence of his father upon him. How come? Just think about how many prophetic narrations we have which spoke in praise of his father, Umar ibn al-Khattab, that were narrated by Abdullah the son himself from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I mean, think about it. The narration where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw in his dream that he was drinking milk and then he gave the rest of the milk to Umar, which was a good sign for Umar. Who narrated that narration? His son, Abdullah. The narration where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw in his dream that Umar was pulling out buckets of water from a pool with so much power, that was narrated by who? By Abdullah, from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The narration where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam called upon Allah in dua to guide to Islam one of the two men whom Allah loved more, either Abu Jahl or Umar ibn al-Khattab, and Umar was guided. Who narrated that narration? Abdullah, the son of Umar, from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The narration that spoke of how many times Umar's opinions were in line with Allah's opinions or approved by Allah and were documented in the Quran, that was narrated by Abdullah, the son of Umar. Abdullah, therefore, saw his father behaving exceptionally as a Muslim. He saw a dad whose commitment to Islam was both during private times, public times, during travel, during residence, during times of ease, during times of difficulty. And so naturally, a righteous son, Abdullah, was born. Sending your child to the local sheikh is rarely sufficient on its own. We can't do anything about our children's lives till we do something about ours, till they see in us parents of repentance and dedication and worship of Allah Almighty and vision building for the religion. And that's why when Malik ibn Dinar, he saw a man praying carelessly. We all know what that looks like, praying carelessly. Malik said, "Ma arhamani bi'ayalihi." I have so much pity for his children. They said, "He's the one who's messing up his own prayer. Why do you feel pity for his children?" What did Malik say? He said, "Innahu kabiruhum wa minhu yata'allamun," because he is their elder and they will learn from him. So this month of Ramadan, realize that your children are observing you. They're observing your energetic or lethargic approach to Ramadan. They are observing your overeating during mealtime or your restraint, and self-control. They are observing your cigarettes post-fasting or your permanent restraint. They are observing your lifelong commitment to the five daily prayers or just the seasonal interest in the night Taraweeh prayers. And most importantly, they are comparing your behavior during Ramadan and to how it shall be after Ramadan.
Oh Ramadan, oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are. Welcome Ramadan, Ramadan.